identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Fun music. 105.7
CFW.
Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. As we get into this Friday workday, it's Aaron in for Mike McKay. I've got your good news story of the day coming up in about 10 minutes. It's a reason for keeping meticulous notes. I'll leave it at that. Kind of a wild story. And it took 15 years for its resolution. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Right here on 105.7 CFW. Happy Friday.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man. Or whatever that means. Into a crisis sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. Top of my lungs, what's going on?
Well, I feel still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
105.7 CFW. Chippewa Falls to Fairchild. We're your home for 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Time, but you what I'm gonna do. Pull you close and share my crew.
So you grab the girls and you grab a couple more. And you all can meet me in the middle of a course. And the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to walk away. It's me. I wanna rock your body. Please stay. It's me. You don't have to admit you wrong way. It's me. Just let me rock you to the break of day. It's me.
Talk to me, boy.
Disrespect, I don't need no harm.
Talk to me, boy.
I can't wait to have you in my arms.
Talk to me, boy.
Hurry up, cause you're taking too long.
Talk to me, boy.
And I have to make it by the end of this song. So baby.
Don't be so quick to, don't walk away.
Come on, dance with me.
I wanna rock your body.
Let me rock your body.
Hey,
come on, dance with me.
You don't have to admit you,
you don't have to admit you. Wanna play, just dance with me.
Let me rock you.
Do, 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 do.
Hey,
come on, dance with me.
Talk to me, boy.
No disrespect, I don't mean no harm.
Talk to me, boy.
I can't wait to have you in my arms. By the end of this song.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
it's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
It's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, this is kind of the needle in the haystack story. This is a random act of dedication that took 15 years of the making. Back in 2010, a guy named Wayne from Roanoke arrived at Joe's Trees. He got a tree for himself and his family, and after cutting one down, he removed gloves and realized he lost his wedding band. Now, the people who owned this Christmas tree farm kept meticulous notes on everything that was ever lost over the years. They never threw anything away, and they kept records for everything that was lost. Well, when the Christmas tree farm changed hands in 2018 with the family, they still kept those notes. And in, you know, recently, after return to the farm, they were doing a little digging around the pumpkin. The owners of the farm were doing a little digging, and they happened to find this metal object, which ended up being this couple's ring from 15 years earlier. And because they had those notes, they had contact information and more from 2010 and were able to get the ring back into the hands of the couple. And as I said earlier, when I talked about the story earlier today, the couple still is together, which I also think is a good news portion of this story as well. 15 years later, 105.7 CFW.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move, the music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love picked us out for romance. I thought it was clear.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
I will survive without you.
Oh,
1057 CFW. Big weekend for the Oshkosh area. It is the EAA. The EAA AirVenture. The busiest airport in the world. Taking place in these next couple of days in Oshkosh. Things getting started July 21st, but they're already flying in from all over the place. I like to follow the flight radar maps and those apps. And yeah, there's a lot of activity down in Oshkosh. If you're doing any traveling down there, have a great time. If you've never been, it is worth the visit.
To 1057 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
I want you to want me.
I love you.
your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say the state's parks and wildlife areas don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers, so residents should take some precautions themselves. Campers enjoying the outdoors should always remember to bring a weather radio with them in case they visit an area with poor cell phone service. They should also inform people where they plan to go and when they expect to return. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again urging residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs responsibly as they see increased fatalities again this year. According to DNR data, there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, a similar pace to last year when 40 were recorded. The state saw just 21 fatal crashes in 2022 and 32 in 2023. DNR officials say increased use of the vehicles has contributed to the increase in fatalities, as well as the overall number of crashes, injuries, and citations issued. Many Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls residents got out for a pair of Good Trouble Lives On events on Thursday afternoon. The nationwide event sought to honor the late civil rights leader and congressman John Lewis for his dedication to taking nonviolent action to challenge systemic injustice. Area residents attended an informational session about Congressman Lewis's work during the civil rights movement at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire before heading north for a rally in downtown Chippewa Falls. The event was organized locally by Chippewa Valley Indivisible. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is seeking input from the community on a proposed dredge cut in Pierce County. The dredge cut would be done below Goose Bay in Pierce County, and officials say it will minimize the need for emergency dredging in the future. The dredging project is meant to ensure commercial goods can continue to be shipped efficiently along the Mississippi River. The agency is seeking public comment on their draft environment assessment for the project, which can be submitted online and will be accepted until August 9th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice day to be outside with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tonight will have lows in the mid-60s. Saturday looks like a nice day, partial sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
CFW.
And more.
Oh, 105.7
CFW.
Go ahead as you waste your days with thinking.
shaking cold. These hands are meant to hold.
Thank you.
It's 105.7 CFW. Aaron in for Mike McKay. I am out of here. Laura McKenna is coming in next. She's going to keep that Friday momentum and energy up after 10 o'clock. Mike taking another day off. I'll be back here Monday morning, and Mike will be back Tuesday. So looking forward to catching up with you after another great weekend, whatever you're up to. Feel free to message us, take some pictures, share it on our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. And don't forget, you can listen wherever you are with that free Civic Media app. Have a great weekend. Laura's in next.